My next guest of the afternoon is on the line. She is Lee Bruce, co-chairperson of the Jewish Women's Benevolent Society. We're going to be talking about books, the book sale, and what to read on your December holidays. Lee, thanks so much for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me, Simon.
So,
thank you.
The Jewish Women's Benevolent Society has got a really long history of community support. Can you tell me briefly about the role that your book sale plays in that mission?
Sure. So we have four book sales a year at this stage. The point of the book sales is to support our tertiary education initiative. And our tertiary education initiatives involve sponsoring students. Currently, we are sponsoring 12 university students with their university degrees, that is in their entirety. So all funds raised through our book sales goes towards that.
That's pretty astounding. And is this particular last one particularly significant for any reason, or is it just as important as the other three that preceded it?
I think they are all as important as each other, but I think this book sale is probably more important for our customers because we're going into December holidays. So hopefully they're going to want to read a lot, and there is a huge variety of books to choose from. Also, with it being our final...
No, I want you to go into that in some more detail. Like, what can you expect to find at the book sale?
Okay, so there's a huge selection of books ranging from fiction, non-fiction, Judaica, recipe books, wonderful children's selection, all sorts of books at very affordable prices. All our books are 40 Rand. So you could pick up a brand new novel for 40 Rand, you know, or a book that you've been looking for a very long time at 40 Rand. It's also, in addition to that, I think it's a great community event. We get a great support from the community. There are lots of people. There's a lot of interaction amongst people talking about books. It's actually a lot of fun.
Let's go into that just a little bit more. How on earth are you able to sell a book for 40 Rand a book?
Because we sell lots of them. We've made it affordable because we want people to actually have the pleasure of reading whatever they want. And in line with our supporting tertiary education, we believe it sinks, that sinks, you know, with each other. The goal is really to raise money for tertiary education. And honestly, Simon, people leave the book sale with trolleys full of books. So that's how we cover the cost.
It costs more to photocopy. I'm not that that's illegal. You shouldn't be doing it, but it would cost more to photocopy a book than to pay 40 Rand for a book. I mean, that's astounding. And if the quality of the books are what you're saying, then this is definitely an event not to be missed. I do want to get into December reads and all that. It's probably appropriate we talk in more detail about the sale. Where, what, how, when, if you want to attend and support this very worthwhile event.
Okay, so it's on this Sunday, 30th of November at Genesis, which is in Sandler Avenue, Fairmount. It's from 9 to 2. On the upper, you have to go an escalator up at the Pick and Pay entrance, and you will see us. That's where and when it is.
And bring your trolley, by all accounts, because it's only 40 Rand a book, which is pretty astounding. Let's talk about December reading. Let's get the mojo up so that we can inspire a bit of desire for reading in December and on holiday. So you think about December, you think about beach reads, holiday downtime. What, in your opinion, makes the perfect beach read?
Sure. I haven't read a lot of beach reads lately, but the latest book I've read recently, and I don't think it's a brand new book, but it's called Nora Goes Off Script. It's just a delightful, fun, easy read. Perfect for the beach. Perfect for holiday.
That sounds absolutely like a perfect beach read. Nothing too serious, but yet engaging at the same time. Because It's got to grab you. You can't be bored on the beach either. That just won't do. In terms of, I'm just thinking a lot of people are downsizing, moving. Do you take donated books? Is that something that people should bear you in mind, or that's not a market for you at all?
Simon, we have got a warehouse. I'm calling it a warehouse. It's actually a depot of books to the ceiling that have been donated by the community.
Okay.
So we get donated books all the time, usually in good condition, sometimes not, and we can't do anything with those books. But the books that we get is how we re get books for the book sale. But we go through everything beforehand. We've got some fantastic volunteers, one in particular who goes through all the fiction books, the novels, and that she alphabetizes them. She makes sure they are ready for the book sale. And then I've also got two volunteers who are also great doing the non-fiction books, making sure that they are in order and in categories, but they are all donated books.
Okay, so that's good to know. And I guess then that kind of relates to my final question for you this afternoon, which is for those who want to support you but can't attend the sale, what are the other ways that they could get involved?
Possibly if they can't attend the sale and they'd like books, they are welcome to phone us at the office and we can see what we can do. The books are stored, as I said, it's a book depot. It's not a fun place to go and look for books because in that depot, everything's quite mixed up. We have to sort it out. In our office, we will have books that come back from the book sale. If they'd like to come and have a look, they can call the office. If they'd like to support the education initiative, we're very grateful for any donation.
Okay, but then just let's finally remind our listeners that the book sale is happening this Sunday, the 30th of November, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Genesis, you said.
Yes. Up the escalators.
Up the escalators in Genesis. Lee, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Good luck with the sale. I hope you sell trolleys and trolleys and trolleys full of books.
Thank you, Simon. I hope you're going to come.